And listening to that, RNZ's political editor, Jane Patterson. Kia ora, Jane.
Kia ora, Susie.
So, clearing the decks, is this a good move to give two such weighty portfolios to one minister?
Look, I think we have to look at it in the context of where we are in this parliamentary term. If it had been at the start of the term, that would be too big a workload for one person having health and education for the reasons that, you know, Corin's just gone over with the minister in terms of the size of both of them. But look, we are less than 3 months out from the general election, and in fact the House is only sitting for another 3 weeks. It rises on Thursday the 6th of August. So this really is a caretaker a role for Chris Hipkins. He will obviously have an eye on the health settings in the border and quarantine facilities, but also Minister Megan Woods taking a very strong role in that as well.
Is that part of the problem, that it's essentially a caretaker role? I mean, National says it's a part-time health minister. And during a pandemic, is that fair criticism?
Yes, it is. And obviously the Prime Minister has gone for the lesser of the two evils. A minister, Chris Hipkins, has absolutely no background in health. However, he is a very experienced minister, and he comes with that complementary portfolio of state services that actually has a watching brief over all of the public agencies. But she's obviously decided that it's preferable than having David Clark still in there for the obvious reason that he'd become, quote, a distraction. Now, if he hadn't resigned, he would have been sacked. She allowed him that option. But as I said, it's obviously preferable, not just with the management issues, but obviously going into that election, Labor could not afford to have such a vulnerability and in such a senior role, and of course such an important role in the ongoing fight against this pandemic.
Interesting that Chris Hipkins, the choice, and to load him up with portfolios, does that tell us about the talent pool in Labor?
Yes, it does. And the criticism of the Cabinet is that there is not a lot of bread. Then you do start to see that when problems arise and these big portfolios have to be... a home has to be found for them. Now, you know, and in Cabinets past as well, you have the Prime Minister and, you know, in this Cabinet, Grant Robertson, who's been a very steady force and good performer throughout this. And then you have a handful of other ministers who really do the heavy lifting. But that's where the problem starts. Once you get past that group, and they have already been loaded up with portfolios as other ministers have come undone as well. So that is something she really needs to look at, that breadth of talent. And it's not just Labor ministers as well. You also have New Zealand First ministers in this mix as well. But in these sort of situations, these portfolios would stay within the Labor team, because to go elsewhere brings in all sorts of difficulties as well in terms of those coalition agreements.
Indeed. Thank you very much for the analysis. RNZ's political editor, Jane Patterson there.